Hello, and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today, we are going to be talking about
Taylor Swift. So, Taylor Swift, unless you've been living under a rock and don't have any connection to the modern world, you probably already know who she is.
Which they already do because they're listening to it on Apple Music or Spotify or something. So,
true,
like,
so
you have to know who she is.
It would be surprising if you didn't. So Taylor Swift is an American singer-songwriter, and she's known for her narrative style, which means, of course, telling a story through each song. And a lot she takes from her personal life. And yeah, she's been on the scene at 14. She became the youngest artist signed by Sony ATV Music Publishing House. And at age 15, she signed her first record deal.
Wow.
She's currently 30 years old, born in 1989. And yeah, she's a phenom, really. She's
very successful.
Very successful. I mean, duh.
And not only is she a recording artist, that's obviously her main thing. She's a singer, songwriter, recording artist, but she's also been in a few movies, and which include the movie Valentine's Day, which I've never seen, The Giver, which I've never seen, Cats, which I've never seen, and she played, I forget what her character's name is, but she played in The Lorax. She was a voice actor in the animated film, The Lorax.
Yes, she was the girl.
Yeah.
And I'm blanking on her name, too. But I've seen Valentine's Day. Haven't seen The Giver or Cats. We're kind of sometimes slow to see new movies, but eventually we'll get to it.
We'll see Cats.
Sometimes. Yes, Cats, you should be able to see. Valentine's Day, you might have to hold off. It's a romantic comedy.
What does she play in it?
A high school girl.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It wasn't a very big of a stretch. She kind of, I think, essentially got to play herself. And she, her like boyfriend in the film was Taylor Lautner, who I think at the time was her real life boyfriend.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It really wasn't a big stretch.
No, but yeah.
She's also, of course, done several documentary type films, you know, when they filmed her concert series. For like Speak Now and other things, but also most recently, the documentary Miss Americana.
Not most recently. She had another thing come out on TV, I think.
Oh, the Lover concert debut. Yes, that just came out for quarantine.
This is,
so, okay.
Yeah, not most recently.
But, I mean,
Miss Americana.
That was the documentary. So we did see that together and watched that at home. And that, what did you think about that?
I always just like to just hear her talk. Because, I don't know, I just think she's just a really cool person, and she's very, just herself, and like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. She, you know, we've never met her, although that would be pretty cool to do one day.
Yeah.
Bucket list, ultimate bucket list type thing is to meet Taylor Swift, but she appears to be very authentic, and you get even more of a sense of who she is and who she's evolved to over the years in the documentary Miss Americana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you imagine living under such a microscope from age 14?
14, yeah, no.
And that'll be like in a year and a few months for you. Can you imagine under that much of a microscope?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it happens that way. Of course, you don't set out saying, okay, I'm going to be known across the world.
You're
you just want to write songs and do music.
Yeah.
But she's such a talented songwriter.
Which she writes, another thing about her that's like really cool, is she writes all her own songs.
Yeah. That's very impressive because.
Yeah. And she writes songs for other artists as well. So like, you know.
Yeah. It is definitely impressive.
Cool.
So she's 10, several albums, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So she has 8 albums plus some EPs. And I got to say, Taylor Swift's first album dropped in 2006. So that means
I wasn't
were
born yet.
Not born. You were not alive at the time. I vaguely, you know, I was listening to quite a bit of country music at the time because, of course, she first started out as a country artist. And I remember watching some award show. I don't know if it was the ACMs or the CMAs. And she sang the song Tim McGraw. She walked down. She had her guitar. She was strolling down the aisle of whatever auditorium it was at, whatever venue. And Tim McGraw was there in the audience.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
So, yeah, it was just... It was and that was kind of my introduction, or at least the introduction I remember to Taylor Swift and her music. And I was like, that's a really, really pretty song. And oh my gosh, how young is she? And oh, how fun. Tim McGraw is like right there. Yeah. So yeah, that was my introduction to her. But oddly enough, I remember my dad saying, I don't really like her music. I just can't connect to it. I get that he, as an older man, couldn't necessarily connect to it. He wasn't feeling it. But I mean, if you think about it, the songs from her first album were written when she was a freshman in high school. So a freshman girl in high school writing these songs about love and teenage, you know, issues. Yeah, I get that my dad, who was
a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, okay, he wasn't 70 because, yeah. But someone in a male in his 40s, 50s, whatever he was at the time, yeah, I get that he didn't really connect to her music. And not everyone will. That's the thing about music. Not everyone is going to like everything. I mean, I consider myself to be very open-minded with music.
And she also, Taylor Swift, one thing about her is she's changed over the years. She did like specifically country at first, and then she transitioned into pop music, and so like that's another thing. I would say like the album Red was like her transitioning period.
Yes, absolutely. That's when she kind of broke the traditional country mold a bit and
went
more towards pop. And that's, you know, more power to her, because not many people have been able to do that. I mean, Shania Twain,
Rihanna. She didn't do pop.
I would say Rihanna wasn't
she didn't do country.
Country,
but she did. She changed.
Oh, okay. I was like, Rihanna never did country music.
No, but she changed.
But yes, you're right. You and me and your father had this conversation in the car one day that Rihanna started out as more like an island, reggae-esque feel, because, you know, she's from the islands, from the Caribbean. And then,
so there are artists who have done it.
And, you know, interestingly enough, I would say it's more predominantly, and this is just total personal opinion, I don't know if this is actually factually accurate, but I think predominantly women make that transition more often, or have to reinvent themselves kind of over and over to propel themselves forward in their music careers. And actually, Taylor Swift pointed that out in her documentary. And I think it's really actually quite valid, quite true, that, yeah, women and, you know, in general have to constantly be reinventing themselves to really, quote unquote, stay relevant, which is unfortunate because, you know, why do women have to put in this amount of extra work, whereas men don't necessarily have to? Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. I have a question for you now.
Okay.
So first I'm going to go over all of her albums, and then I'm going to ask you the question. So in 2008, what's her first album? Like,
no, 2006.
But that one didn't have a name.
That was what we call a self-titled.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that was a self-titled album.
In 2008 was Fearless. Mm-hmm. In 2010 was Speak Now. And then she had the world tour live in 2011. And 2012 was Red. Mm-hmm. In 2014 was 1989. Now that sounds confusing, but and in 2017, which, oh my gosh, I didn't realize there was a 3-year gap in between that. Okay, wow. She wrote Reputation, and then in 2019, Lover came out, which is her most recent, most current. What is your favorite album of Taylor Swift's? You knew that was coming.
I knew that was coming, and that's so hard because, honestly, I enjoy all of her music so much. I'm just torn.
I Okay, this might also be like very controversial that I'm gonna say this because I know how people feel about it. But Reputation is one of my favorites because I love seeing Taylor as a bad beep. I love that vibe from her. Like, it's so different, and I love the songs
that
from
very
it.
Edgy,
so like
tough,
just bad beep.
I love that you don't want to say a naughty word.
Well, it's supposed
good
to be
job,
child friendly.
Yes, that too. But no, I get that absolutely. It was fun to see what felt like a completely different side of her.
And I know that's so controversial that that's one, like my favorite album of hers because so many people were like, "This isn't Taylor! Oh my god!"
Yeah, but there was a lot of, "Oh, she's not staying true to herself." But
like,
why can't herself be an ever-evolving chameleon?
Multifaceted.
Exactly. Oh, good word.
Thank
multifaceted.
You.
Yes. Yeah. Woo! High five. Yeah. Because, yeah, why can't someone be so multifaceted in the style of music that they create or even the style of music that they like? Because, like mm-hmm. I was saying before, I consider myself to be a very eclectic in my taste in music. Now, there are some types of music that I'm not excited to listen to mm-hmm. like hardcore rap.
Or rock, like heavy metal.
Like heavy metal, it just doesn't do it for me. But you know what? That's the cool thing about music is because there's literally something for everyone.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I like a lot of different styles, but you know, I'm very much a child of pop music. Whether it's yeah. pop from, you know, back in the day.
80s.
Okay, I wouldn't have said 80s back in the day, but I mean, I was thinking more along like Beach Boys. I grew up listening to...
Well, I was thinking like in your era. Sorry.
No, but yes, 80s pop.
I love the 80s music. Okay,
so back to Taylor Swift. back to one.
Oh, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
So one of the another great thing about Taylor Swift is her music videos are awesome. I love her music videos.
I love her music. You know what? I can honestly say she is an artist that I'm always looking forward to her new music videos, and even songs that she writes for other people. I was like, ooh, if I hear it, I'm like, okay, I want to listen to that again, because there's always just a really good storyline usually in the song.
It's like reading a novel but listening to a song.
Right.
It tells a whole story.
Yeah, in this little
What's
snippet.
What's
so,
her favorite music video? Do you have a favorite music video? Like one that really stands out to you?
There's so many that stand out. I mean, almost everyone stands out to me. I can just visualize it every time I hear the song.
One of my favorites is You Belong With Me music video.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know the song. Yes.
I love that music video. In my head, I'm always recreating that music video. It's great. I love that music video. You know, she's
yes.
jamming out in her bedroom.
Yes.
And he's watching her.
I also
really like Look What You Made Me Do, but that's also like very controversial, but whatever. I like that music video.
Yeah. I hate it when you ask me to pick a favorite because I like them all so very much. I mean,
but not even a favorite, just one that like you think about Taylor Swift, that music video stands out like right away in your head.
Well, Me. I love that song, the music video for Me. And the Man. Oh, and she directed The Man. Did you know that?
I haven't seen The Man music video.
I swear I had shown it to you.
You never showed it to me.
I guess I'll have to show that to her soon because Taylor Swift directed it. And I watched some of the behind the story featurettes. And it was so, so cleverly done. And just, you know, she's dressed up like a guy. Like, she looks like a guy with prosthetics and everything, nose and everything.
Oh, cool.
So it's that quintessential question, like, if I were a guy.
I know what the song is
okay.
about.
Okay.
I've heard the song.
Thanks. Okay, you've at least heard the song. But yeah, the video is great. Always a bang-up job. And you know what music video I love watch? You Need to Calm Down.
Oh, I like that music video.
It's one of those that I can love that literally watch over and over. And
it's so great. There's so many cameos in it too. Oh, yeah. Like the cast of Queer Eye is in it.
Yes, super fun.
Even Katy Perry is in it.
Katy Perry made a cameo
at the end.
Yes, that hugging. Was super
That's
cute.
That's so like, oh, I just love that music video too. I really like that one.
Yeah.
It's just so like colorful and bright and I love it.
But then there's also on the flip side, music videos for songs that she's written in movies, which there have been several, but like the one that she wrote, the one for the Hunger Games.
Two for the Hunger Games.
She wrote two for the Hunger Games, yes, but like the video for Safe and Sound is very haunting.
I've never seen that video either.
Oh my gosh. I think she needs to educate herself today and binge watch Taylor Swift music videos.
I really do. I don't know why I haven't seen that video, but I listen to that song like all the time.
It's a great song. But yeah, it's her walking through like a cemetery and just very haunting and stripped down. And it's beautiful.
And the other song that she wrote for The Hunger Games was Eyes Open, which I really like that song. Mm-hmm. That song's like haunting too.
But more amped up in a more amped up way.
But it's like also still like.
Well, because you can visualize the movie at the same time. Yeah, and I know that's where you go.
I love the movie.
Yes, that's the topic for another day.
We're going to talk about that topic another time. Because I could do a whole episode on The Hunger Games.
Yes, definitely. So I think we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
And we're back. So, another thing that we want to talk about is we actually went to the Reputation Stadium tour.
Yes, awesome. Now, I got to preface by saying I had always wanted to see a Taylor Swift concert, but I'm not, I wouldn't consider myself a diehard Swiftie just because I don't know every single tidbit about Taylor Swift. I haven't been to every concert, but I just really, really enjoy her music. And so finally, Miley was old enough where I was like,
okay. She would actually remember this.
She would remember this, enjoy it.
I just talked about myself in the third
person. That's okay. And also I was, his birthday present. And yeah. Interestingly enough, we took your father with us too, and he liked it as well.
Which, that's another thing that I love about Taylor Swift's music is like guys and girls like it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have a friend who has a brother, like one of my good friends, her brother is like obsessed with Taylor Swift. And like, whenever I see him, we just end up talking about Taylor Swift. So, like, it's like guys and girls like it, which is cool.
Absolutely. And even if they are like your father, who are this big, tough guy, but secretly they enjoy her music.
Yeah.
Because he actually does. And he gave her major props for her concert performance.
Which one of the things is some artists.
Mm-hmm.
You get really disappointed when you hear them in concert. You're like, that's what they sound like without like a recording studio?
Yeah, unfortunately sometimes artists don't necessarily sound great in live as opposed to, they sound good on the radio and for whatever reason, mixing magic or whatever.
Yeah.
But she sounded fabulous. And it's so weird, too, because I remember someone back in the day when she was first coming out said, I didn't like the concert. It wasn't. And I was, that kind of made me hesitant. Like, do I want to see her in concert? Do I want to, like,
yes, you do.
Ruin it for myself? So I'm glad I eventually listened to myself and we took you to that concert because that was fantastic. She had such good energy. She sounded great.
She like was like flying in like this ball. I actually recommend watching the Reputation Stadium tour I think it's on Netflix,
you're right.
I recommend doing it. It's really fun experience. I mean, it's better if you're there, but
yes, it's great. It was great being at a concert and getting to feel that live. But yeah, if you can't do that, watch it.
She's great. We love her.
I know. The Taylor Swift love fest.
Another thing that, like, this is just, like, random, but can we just talk about her cats
okay.
for a second?
Well, which is funny you bring up her cats because what did you wear to the concert?
Oh, I wore cat earrings. like, these, like, dangly, like, they're supposed to be for, like, Halloween. Like, they're just, like, cat earrings. But I, yeah.
I thought it was cute that you wore those. And you wore red lipstick because she often wears a red lip. And your Reputation t-shirt, which you wear all the time.
I love that shirt. It's the comfiest shirt ever. But
I love it. We digress.
But her cats.
Her cats.
Are the cutest things. And I will be the first to say, I do not like cats. I do not like them.
You're not a cat person.
Me and cats are not friends. But I love her cats. Those are the only cats I want to, like,
hang out with.
Yeah. I love them. Don't you love them?
They look pretty cute. I mean, I'm not a huge cat person, even though growing up we had several outdoor cats. We had one indoor cat that we convinced my mom to let us have. And she got declawed and everything so she could stay inside. And she was just beautiful, white. And she was a very good cat. She'd, like, lay on your chest or just chill with you. Or when I was sick, she'd, like, snuggle up.
Aww.
So, yeah, I'm not a huge cat person
either. But Taylor Swift cats, like, their eyes are big. Like, they're not, like, slits, you know? They're, like,
not scary slits.
Big. Just, like, they're just,
you,
like,
your animal phobias.
Round, beautiful eyes.
Well, then her newest addition, Benjamin Button, the one she got from after the Me video.
Meredith and Olivia, right?
Yeah, Meredith and Olivia. Okay.
They're so cute.
Cracks me up.
Which they have their own merchandise, too.
They do.
Meredith and Olivia merchandise. I want it.
It's hilarious. Even though you're not a cat person, you want to hang out with Taylor Swift's cats.
Yes.
And that's the kind of, that just kind of takes you back to the type of person that Taylor Swift is, and almost like this aura she has about her, just because you want to hang out with her, you want to hang out with her cats.
You want to be her friend. Like,
not in a creepy stalker way.
Just like in a way that you want to,
but she does seem
like
a genuinely fun, cool,
nice,
educated, intelligent person that, like, gosh, I would like to hang out with this person sometime.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like she would be, like not knowing what she's talking about.
Or just, she's like, she doesn't seem very, aloof or just
she's not
mean.
Arrogant or anything. It's just she's chill and cool. I want to hang out with her.
But yet, at the same time, she's a fighter. She is tough. And she's put up with a lot over the years. You know, the media scrutiny on her, which I just think is crazy and unfortunate that the media does that to people who gain notoriety, that they got to nitpick at them and try to tear them down. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
What's the purpose? It just, that bugs me about tabloids and.
But people are weird. But another thing that.
I like that. That sums it up. People are weird.
people are mean. But another thing is, she's won so many awards.
Yes. And rightfully so.
So many Grammys.
Grammys and all kinds of different awards. Yeah. I mean, they're too many to number, but rightfully deserved, because she is just a huge talent writing and a singer you want to hear. She's a good singer and musician. She clearly plays guitar, piano. I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised to learn that she plays other things too.
Yeah.
And
like the harmonica.
I don't know. She's busting out her tambourine. Woo!
Like Joe Jonas. I'm just kidding. That's for another time. Okay.
It's all like 6 degrees of separation, because you bring up one person like Taylor Swift and you could literally go and talk about a ton of others.
Well, you could go on like rants about all her boyfriends.
But at the same time, that's interesting you bring that up. Because just because you gain notoriety and are a talented person, why is it okay for the media to pick that apart and talk about your personal life, talk about your boyfriends?
Which,
yes,
that happens
she does.
With any famous person, whatever.
Which
you
is
call
it's still
celebrity.
Crazy to me, because yes, she gives you a 2.5-3 minute snippet about some aspect of her life or her relationship, but why is it okay for the media to pick apart and just put under a microscope her entire relationship, her entire, and it's just, it's crazy. And I don't get that.
Like, lately she's been more like to herself, you know what
I
mean?
Well, yeah, I think as a direct response to having previously been kind of open and stuff. Now she's like, okay, well, forget that business. I'm gonna keep this all to myself. This is all for me. And mm-hmm. yes, she'll put out music that probably relates to her current relationship, but
also, yeah,
details people, and the relationship itself are mostly hidden. And that's
like certain songs,
you know, you gotta do that, I guess.
With her certain songs, people are trying to like pick out, like with Bad Blood, that was like a big thing. People were like, who's this about? Who's this about? Like, you know, everybody was like,
there is that kind of mystique I need to know who this is about. Well, like, and you know what? She's not the first trying to find it. Singer-songwriter to do that. There have been lots of singer-songwriters who will write a song, and for years there will be speculation about, ooh, who they write that about, you know?
Yeah, and that, like,
sometimes they'll say, okay, yes, straight up, this
or sometimes they're like super blunt, like, we all know who Look What You Made Me Do is about.
Yes, or at least we think, and I think we're probably right that
it's definitely, it has so many hints in this song, like, yes, literally or straight talking up directly
to this person. Yes. And I just appreciate the songwriting genius.
She's written over 200 songs
for herself. Yeah, that's what I was able to find online. It's for herself and others. So that combines everything.
Which she's written a lot of stuff for other people.
She has. And some songs she writes under a pseudonym, which is a pseudonym is a pen name, basically a fake name when you don't want someone to know that it's really you who wrote it. Some like authors have done that.
Like Lemony Snicket.
Lemony Snicket.
What? He's not a real person. It's Daniel Handler, I think, is his name.
Oh, okay.
I love this series.
We'll go down that path another day. But no, she occasionally will write under a pen name. Like when she wrote a song for Calvin Harris, the one that Rihanna sang, This Is What She Came For. The pen name was Nils something. And I think I've read that she eventually said, yes, that is a pen name, and yes, she wrote that song. But before, it was kind of secret that she didn't. And I think I get why sometimes an author or an artist would do that, because mm-hmm. they get so much scrutiny or criticism or whatever opinion as themselves. Let's see what happens when they they don't know it's her singing or not necessarily singing but writing. So yeah, she's done a lot of songwriting that's just
impressive. Good. And like that all of her songs like just make sense. Like,
well, you can really connect
some
with
songs
them.
Just don't make sense. I'm just like, or you like you struggle to find out like what they're about. Like, you really, her songs is just like, this is what this is about. And you can, like, tell. And, like, you don't always have to relate it to, like, a certain, like, a breakup or something. So, like, you have never had a breakup. You can relate it to something else. But yes, it's just so, like,
yes, you're able to connect with the song even if you haven't explicitly experienced that particular situation. Yes?
Yes.
There you go. Good summary, Mom. Good summary.
But yeah, so
I think some of the songs that, well, I think we've established this in a prior podcast, is that I get, you know, we'll get teary-eyed, choked up at certain movies. And I got to say, the same goes for quite a few of her songs.
Really, you get teary at songs?
Yeah. Oh. I'll get choked up. And I can't talk. No, but I will get choked up at certain songs. You know, and I can't imagine writing certain songs, let alone putting them out there to the world. But as a listener, you know, I would think as a singer-songwriter, that's like the goal. You know, as a dancer, when you dance, you're like, I want to make you cry, Mom. I want you to have the feels.
I've made you cry.
You've totally made me cry when you've danced.
I've made multiple people cry.
That's awesome.
That's what they tell me.
It's good. And yeah, you want any kind of artist, I think, whatever they're creating or putting out there for the world, whether it be, you know, painting or music or movies,
you want them to feel something.
That's the goal. So yeah, I totally get the feels on so many of her songs. I mean, whether the feels are like just literally wanting to dance around and shake it off or something like Safe and Sound, I start to get like all choked up. I can feel that lump in my throat.
That's
and
not me, but
you just don't want to admit it.
No, I don't. Songs, I don't know. I feel like I just need a visual to cry. I don't get
that's okay. Up you know songs. What? I think probably at your age, I probably felt the same way, and I would laugh at my mom for. I'd be like, "Oh my gosh, mom, why are you crying?"
I've never seen you cry to a song.
And well, no, because I try to like hide it because I know you'd be all judgy. Mm, yeah.
No.
I see you're judging me right now.
No, I'm not.
But it's true. I will get that lump in my throat. I will start to feel the tears prick in my eyes. And I get, yeah, it's an tears expression. Prick
in my eyes.
It's an expression. No, it's not. There are quite a few of her songs. And then also, I think part of it is that I'm able to either connect it with something in my own life, my own past, or visualize her music video, which again, some of them choke me up. So I have emotions.
Well, so do I, but I don't know.
You're dead inside.
I just like movies. Movies make me cry sometimes, but not music. I don't know. I don't think I've ever cried or gotten choked up at music. I don't know.
Give it time, honey.
I do like feel Taylor Swift songs. Like you just like you feel them.
Give it time. You know? I think the more you experience in life, the more emotional trauma yes. or things you'll have to draw on, and they'll really hit you in a different way than they do currently. And not that I hope you have emotional trauma.
Jeez, Mom. Sorry. I hope you get emotional trauma.
But I'm just saying, normally, as you go through life, there are going to be things that hit you differently emotionally, and you're going to connect. Music is that almost like a great equalizer that'll
music
just
is great.
Especially. It can be therapeutic. It can be and in different ways. Cause literally sometimes we'll bust out dancing in the kitchen because a good song comes on. And
I love
or you'll
music.
Just want to bust out singing because even if you aren't the greatest singer, you just want to bust it out in the shower
like,
or
me. I yell in the shower. I scream sing in the shower.
Because you just can't.
Sometimes
you can let
Taylor Swift songs like what was it? Ready For It. Mm. That was on my playlist. And I like screamed, sang that song.
You know, it's funny that you say Ready For It because that's one of those songs that, or one of those lyrics that I'll
are
use
for,
are you ready for it? And just before you go to dance or whatever you're preparing for. And I'll just, are you ready for it? Dun, 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 dun. No, see, I think it's, and you think it's,
it is. It's it like.
I guess we need to analyze the sounds that are.
It does.
In.
It goes. It goes.
Okay, I guess we'll have to re-listen to that song today because Miley thinks she's right, and I don't know. But when I do the sound effects with my voice, apparently I'm missing a couple beats. But oh well. So yeah, I mean this is what Taylor Swift's music does. If you haven't listened to it for some reason.
Listen to it.
Why wouldn't you? You know, give it a try. Because
sure,
even music that I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'll give
like,
it at least one listen.
Like it was Lizzo. You were like, I don't like her songs.
Well,
then,
I wasn't like, I don't know if I'm really feeling it. But then the more I listen to it,
you were like, oh,
okay,
yeah,
I'm feeling it.
And then
so,
you started jamming to it.
You, even if initially you're like, oh, Taylor Swift, I'm
and
not feeling
another
her.
Another thing
I
about
don't.
Taylor Swift is, you want country, go listen to her old albums. You want pop, go listen to Lover. You want a sad song, go listen to some of her sad songs. You want, like, bad songs, go listen to Reputation. You know, like, she is so versatile. You can find a song you like from her, I'm sure.
I would be shocked if you couldn't.
At least
but, I mean,
one
I,
song.
I know there's people out there who are, like, diehard supporters or fans of certain artists that are like, oh, no, not Taylor Swift. But hey, do yourself a favor. Give it a listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's some like, I don't think I'd enjoy that person's music, but I can't really form an opinion until I actually listen to it.
Just like anything.
Exactly. So much opinion is formed so quickly because of what one thing was said by a person or something, you know, one tiny speck of that person or that person's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Music or movie or whatever that they're like, oh, shunned forever. I don't like you.
Just
broaden your mind. Open your mind.
So in conclusion. We love Taylor Swift. Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
We just enjoy her music and always looking forward to more. And hey, maybe one day.
I can be a backup dancer.
There you go.
No.
That would, why not?
Because
that'd be
she
fun.
Might be like not done. Like she might be done making music by the time I'm old enough.
I
actually know someone who is a backup dancer for Taylor Swift.
In one of her music videos?
Yeah. In me. I know him.
I know him. I met him. Yes. It's, you know, as you've said many times, the dance world is it's a small world. And yeah, I think eventually you'll know people in different music videos. But yeah, that was kind of an extra cool bonus that you knew someone who was in the music video, even though you can't
see
his face.
I'd met him multiple times.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So yeah, it's hey, never say never. Maybe you can be a dancer in a video or a concert tour someday. That'd be kind of fun. That'd be actually really fun, and I'd be there cheering you on and enjoying the music at the same time.
I just gotta, you know, make sure she's still making music.
I think Taylor Swift is going to be a lifer for making music, even if it's not for herself. But I think she's one of those people who, you know, artists. A lot of the time, at least my perspective on artists is and creative people is that they're going to create forever because it's what drives their soul. Mm-hmm. So even if she's not maybe doing concert tours and stuff, she's still going to be creating. So at least I hope so because I really enjoy the music. Yeah, so I can't wait to see what she does next and listen to it and enjoy the videos and potentially more concerts. And
so, yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Thanks for listening to our love fest for Taylor Swift. And we'll talk to you next time.
So there you have it. Some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele. And a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.